All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, January 27th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a five-game NHL main slate tonight, as well as a 10-game NBA main slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. Those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. It is Monday, so we do have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern as well. All right. Good stuff there. Let's get SaberSim up, and we will jump into some questions. Had a number of questions roll in here over the weekend, so happy to knock those out and then just kind of see where we go from there. So first question, hey, just checking to see if this works. I'm a rookie and having trouble using everything on SaberSim to my advantage. I can only create simple lineups, and I don't have Microsoft Word or Excel on my computer. Are they a necessity? Any advice for a rookie on how to use everything? Good question. So you do not need to have, you know, Microsoft 365 applications on your computer in order to use SaberSim. That is not a requirement. And then second thing here is any advice for a rookie on how to use everything. Our tutorial videos, are a little hidden, but they're super, super helpful. Okay, so there's two places that you want to go. Number one, you can go to the top right corner. You can go to help. It'll take you to our support library. And then in our support library, we have these tutorials, okay? How to use SaberSim, right? This first one is exactly first thing you need, right? How to reserve entries, how to enter your lineups on desktop. You kind of want to go straight down, right? General SaberSim overview, how to reserve entries, you know, on the fantasy site, how to take the entries and put them into SaberSim, and then it'll show you, you know, how to take your entries from SaberSim and put them back to the fantasy site, how to late swap, how to fix basic issues, and then we get into some more non-lineup building stuff, like, hey, what's the difference between autofill and direct? What if I'm not using a computer? What if I'm using my phone, right? What if I want to use contest flashback to study? So kind of going straight down this tutorial list, you know, it's set up this way intentionally. So I would definitely check that out. So that's going to be like one really good resource here. Second one is going to be going to Saber School up in the top right corner. Another great resource here. So where I would start is I would go to SaberSim 101. And honestly, the first place I would go is this beginner's guide, a beginner's guide to SaberSim. This would be a nice, slow video walking through all the different parts of it. This is a very, very strong walkthrough. From there, right, I think that you could probably spend some time going to how to beat DFS. And for whatever sport you're playing, right, go and check out go and check out the individual sports, right? Like, hey, I signed up for SaberSim because I want to play golf, right? Okay, I click on golf. It's going to take me to all the golf videos, right? Okay, I want to go to NBA. First thing you got to do is uncheck golf, by the way. I want to go play some NBA. Okay, great. You know, I go to NBA. I go to this how to build winning showdown lineups. Maybe I'm not playing showdown. Maybe I'm playing classic, right? Go to how to build winning NBA DFS lineups, like these two great videos for different types, right? You can go down the list and you can do them all, right? So the help documentation and Saber School are definitely going to be two great resources when you're just getting started with SaberSim and you want to check it out and you don't really know where to start. That's what I would do. All right. Next question. Do you guys recommend having auto apply exposures on or off when building lineups in SaberSim? Good question. Let's just talk about the differences here. So I'm going to build some lineups. Let's build like 500 lineups for today's NBA slate. And we'll let these lineups run. Lineups are building. All right, lineups are done. So the auto apply exposure toggle or button, right? That's to me in the top right corner. You go down here, auto apply exposures. What's the difference, right? Well, so first off, when it is off, okay, let's say I come in here and let's say, you know, for my top exposed player, 80%, I'm going to bump them down to 50, right? When I set the 50, it doesn't change anything, okay? It just puts 50 in the cell. And then what happens is this apply button appears on the screen, right? This change will not be applied until I click this button because auto apply is off right now, okay? And then, you know, I turn auto apply on. Now I have this 60% owned player. I change him to 50. And the builder processes that change right away. Okay, so those are the big differences. That is like the difference between having the toggle on and having it off. Now let's talk about you know, preferences here, right? So if you are somebody who is setting a lot of exposure changes, right? Basically, the more and more you set, that processing can take more time. And because the builder is resolving every exposure, making them all work together. So if you're coming in, you're okay, I'm setting one, and then, you know, I'm coming down, I'm setting two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You know, the processing can get longer and longer and longer. So in such a case, I would recommend having it off because you're going to be able to set all. Say that again. You're going to be able to apply/process the changes all at the same time, all at once with one click of the button. So it cuts down all that in-between time that can be, you know, annoying or wasting seconds or minutes. And if you're somebody only setting, you know, a couple minimax exposures, nothing too crazy, it's fine to have it all on. So whatever you prefer, you know, there is no wrong or right answer here. There's no, you know, advantage to having like one or the other, but that is the difference. And those are the things I'd be aware of when trying to determine if you want to have it on or off. All right. Next question. If I don't like a late swap and/or want to keep my current lineup, or don't like the one the Sims are suggesting, how do I change it out? Sometimes the swap feature doesn't show the original lineup. You are right that sometimes swap feature doesn't show the original lineup. That is because the original lineup probably didn't grade out well enough in the Sims in order to be an option in your late swap. In order to change that, right? Can't exactly demo it here, since late swap isn't on. But when you go to late swap, right, you're going to click the green late swap plus icon and you get like a late swap pop-up, okay? In that pop-up, in the settings, in one of those toggles, you know, it's going to the toggle is going to say always include original lineup in swap. In this case, right, you probably want to turn that on. That will make sure that your original lineup is always an option for you. And then the good thing, right, is that it'll always get run through the contest sim. So you'll actually be able to compare the ROI of the original to the new options that Saber Sim has generated. So what I would do is whenever you turn your late swap on, turn on that toggle, or like whenever you open up your late swap build, turn on that toggle, and then that lineup, that original lineup, when you go into your late swap autofill drop down, that lineup is going to be green, and that will indicate that is the original lineup. So from there, right, if it's not the top option, all you need to do is go in and click the lock icon, apply that change, and once you do that, then it will tell Saber Sim, hey, you know, we want to keep the original lineup here, so let's move that one up. All right, next question. When doing late swap and using defaults, what kind of rank method does the build use? Is there any way to see it? Sorry, I'm usually using the app for late swap for PGA. Okay, a couple different questions. So when using late swap, using defaults, what kind of rank method does the builder use? So in late swap, right, it's going to look like autofill does. And in autofill, you know, you can always see like the master sort up here in the top right corner. So this is whatever the builder is using by default, okay? When you run your late swap, it's important that if you have the contest sims, right? So you run your late swap, you run your contest sim, always apply the change or always save the lineups once, okay? Once you do that, you know, that's going to basically clicking apply or save in late swap tells the builder to go through and rank the lineups and apply them to all the contests. And then you can get a good sense of the exposures, the, you know, your ROI aggregate metrics, all those type of things, right? So whenever you late swap, apply slash save first, analyze, and then you can make updates and then resave as needed. Second question for PGA is whether still not taken into account when looking at golfers' projections to take advantage of waves. Thanks. Okay, so just to clarify here, we do take into account weather. We don't take into account weather splits. So basically in the sim, we know the weather for the day. Okay, so we have like a general forecast for Thursday. We have a forecast for Friday. We have a forecast for Saturday. That part of the sim is not so specific that it takes into account like hourly weather differences. So it's not like, hey, the weather from 6 to 12 is, you know, windy, and then the wind dies down from 12 to, you know, 6 p.m., right? So it's not that granular. It's more a forecast for the day. So weather, hour by hour weather is not part of the sim, just to be clear. So that does leave an opportunity to go into, you know, the projections and make some adjustments, whether you want to do projection adjustments, whether you want to do rules favoring, you know, one wave or another or anything like that, you know, feel free to do so. But what you're referring to specifically is not part of the sim, and that'd be a good opportunity to add some value. All right. Good stuff there. Next question from Spiz. What's the difference between setting exposures and saving lineups versus setting exposures and rerunning the build? Like, why would the latter return a lower average ROI? Okay, so the biggest difference is going to be your pool exposures, okay? So, like, let's say here that, you know, I have in this build, right, and I've reset these, I have, you know, 80% exposure to Gafford, right? And then I have, like, 26% pool. Or, you know what? Let's think of a better way to do this. So let's scroll down a little bit. Let's find somebody maybe not that highly exposed, but maybe I want to get to more of them, right? Okay. Good example would be like Jalen Duren. He's in 15% of my lineups. He's in about 10% of the pool, right? If I wanted to get to more of him, I can. I can go in here and then I can say, hey, Jalen Duren, maybe I want to play him in 50% of my lineups. Okay. I come in, I click apply. So the builder is able to get to 50% of him since that is 10 lineups and I have 49 in my pool. However, right, the number of lineups in our entire pool with him is somewhat limited, right? The lineups that I might be getting to now with him are probably going to be a little bit further down, right? I had to go down lineup like 69. You know, you could see like 69 has Duren, 58 has him, 48 has him, all these like a little bit lower ranked lineups have him in them, right? Now imagine I come in here and I set a minimum exposure of 50% and then I click rebuild lineups. What that's going to do, right, is it's going to apply my minimum exposure on a pool level. So first it gets applied to the 500 lineups that I'm building. So so 250 lineups, which are going to be five times the amount here, are going to have this player. And it's going to start to have a bigger effect on all of your lineups as a whole, right? So two things with this, right? Number one is this is why it is, when you're making adjustments and you run into like, hey, can't meet exposure message, whatever, we say rebuild lineups, right? Because we're going to take your adjustments into account when creating the pool, not only looking at a subset of it, which means that it is far more likely that we're able to meet all of your requests upon a rebuild, right? Second part here is that you mentioned, it says, why would the latter return a lower average ROI? It's because when you rebuild, you're basically moving away from what SaberSim thinks is a good idea. So here in this example, right, like, well, SaberSim kind of only wants Duren to be in 10% of the lineups, and it only wants him to be in 15% of, you know, our top 20 here, but we're forcing higher numbers to both. And if we're getting to 50% or 40% more Duren, then that means we're getting to, you know, 40% else, 40% less of some other combination of centers, of players, of value. And that could lead to the overall ROI of our pool, of our subset of lineups going down. So basically, like, the more inputs you put, the further you move away from like the SaberSim, you know, defaults, typically your ROI is going to go down, but that's okay, right? Don't be so concerned about that. If you're making changes and you are adding value and, you know, you're basically saying like, hey, you know, yeah, I know SaberSim only wants to play so much of this person, but I really think that they're going to have a better day based on my research or my instincts or, you know, the way I build my lineups, right? It's okay to trade some ROI to get to the exposures you want, to get your lineups to look the way you want. You know, that's all part of making the lineups your own. And I think it's okay to, you know, have a little bit of trade off there. All right. Good stuff there. Jumping over to the Office Hours channel. Got one more question here. So let's get this queued up. Spiz said, okay, understood. Thanks as always. You're welcome. All right. Question from Drummer Boy. Question says, I made a rule for a custom column stating no more than one player under a certain value per lineup. When I look through my built lineups, I see that rule isn't being followed. Any idea what might have gone wrong? Set as an auto rule, should it be changed to manual? I'm not 100% sure. I did learn about something today. Okay. This was part of our beta release, in case you guys missed it. Those on Ultimate, there is a bug on app.sabersim.com where, like, let's say I have a rule on, and I think it could be any rule, even like a default one. So I have this rule on, right? And then let's say I change minimum salary from 49,000 to 48,000. And then I turn it, the rule can turn off for like 1 to 2 seconds here and then go back on. We have fixed that on beta in the release that went out today. So effectively what can happen is you could change the salary, click rebuild lineups before the rule turns back on. So if you do that like fast enough, you can build lineups and the rule will not be applied. So what I would recommend doing is just like going a little bit slower in the meantime. So I change it, you know, I wait a second, I let the rule, you know, go green again, verify the number in parentheses, and then I click rebuild lineups. So it's possible you're running into something like that. That'd be my guess. This is now fixed on beta.sabersim.com, just to be clear. And our team is able to identify that and fix it rather quickly. So my guess is I would check that first, basically. So I would try it again and then go from there. All right. Good stuff there. Think we are all caught up with questions in both the Office Hours channel and the Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And I will be back in about 35 minutes for the build review show. So I'm going to go get ready for that. So until then, everybody, take care. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.